Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, this is Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast. I wanted to talk to you in this episode about why it would be beneficial for you to work with a buyer who is unrepresented. And there's a couple of reasons. One of them has to do with the fact that you can save even more money, right, as the seller. And by that, I mean, you're just putting more money in your pocket. It's okay. And has worked to incentivize a buyer's agent to bring a buyer to you. But the reality is if you don't incentivize the right way, there are buyer's agents that won't show your property, which is, I mean, it's illegal. It's against the fiduciary responsibility of the agent. But having said that, there's a real challenge there, because if a buyer's agent is trying to earn business and has not signed a buyer up, which is how they term it in the industry, under a buyer-broker agreement, then that buyer's agent isn't technically representing the buyer. However, there are implied fiduciary responsibilities of a buyer's agent. But it is so common in the industry for buyer's agents to, before they show a property, look at what the compensation will be if their buyer should write a contract on that property. And as unreasonable as that sounds, agents are still not showing properties that don't pay what they consider a full 3% commission. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating to see that, but that is one reason why, as a seller, you might consider really looking for that buyer who doesn't have a buyer's agent, because you could use a little bit of that money that you may have paid or been willing to pay in a buyer's agent commission to incentivize the buyer themselves, right? If you have a $300,000 house that you have for sale, and you find a buyer who is unrepresented, and you're already saving the commission on the selling side, and that buyer now has no agent, and therefore $9,000 extra can go back in your pocket, couldn't you incentivize them with, say, 1%? Maybe you could say to the buyer, hey, we know you don't have an agent, and we're interested in working with you. If you'd like to make an offer, we'll incentivize you $3,000 to go towards your closing costs. And that would likely end up getting you a better scenario than working with a buyer's agent who may be reluctant to work with you as a for sale by owner, which still happens, unfortunately. So you've got that to consider. But you also have to consider the fact that when you work with a buyer's agent, if they're not getting the full percentage, or what they believe to be the full percentage of a buyer's agent commission, how much more difficult might they be to work with? Are they a little bit harder to get a hold of on the phone because they feel like their worth isn't being met, right? Are they really going to be the best partner in closing the transaction? And so when you start listing your property out there and putting out what the compensation would be, really consider working or trying to find a buyer who is unrepresented. And it's okay to put that in the listing. And you can word it straight like that. Hey, looking for unrepresented buyers. However, if you do have a buyer's agent, we'll work with them. And I'll tell you, the reason this is okay is because construction companies who build brand new homes, they do this all the time, all day, every day. Hey, if you don't have a buyer's agent, we'll upgrade the kitchen for you. Hey, if you don't have a buyer's agent, we'll put in the front yard for you. They do it all the time, and so there's no reason that you can't do that. Now, because you're a private seller, you can actually be more aggressive with it. So in your listing, you could write, willing to work with buyer's agent, would prefer to work with unrepresented buyer. Now, the other reason that you would want to work with an unrepresented buyer is because you can control the transaction from start to finish. I can tell you, back when I was a licensed real estate agent and I was representing a seller, it was always better if I could work with an unrepresented buyer. And that's not so I could double side the transaction. That's what they call it in the real estate industry. Because oftentimes I would incentivize my sellers to say, hey, look, if I also find the buyer for you, I'm going to knock off what I charge in terms of a listing percentage. And so that would motivate me, number one, and number two, it would motivate the seller to help me find a buyer for the property. They'd put the word out more and so on and so forth. But when I could find an unrepresented buyer and get them to sign an unrepresented buyer agreement, I also then knew that I could control the entire transaction from start to finish. So I didn't have to work with another middleman in the transaction. I could work and represent my seller, but I could also communicate with the buyer directly, help them get the property scheduled for inspection, help them get, you know, and follow up with their financer. Now, I wouldn't be involved in the financing terms because that's between them and their lender, but I could follow up with that and know that I didn't have anybody in the middle there to create a challenge. So there's the two advantages there of working with an unrepresented buyer. One, you stick more money back in your pocket, but you can also make it a win-win for you and for the buyer by incentivizing them just a little bit. You don't have to give away the farm. You don't have to give them the full 3%, but you'd be surprised what buyers are willing to do when you incentivize them that way. And in that example I gave of a $300,000 house, if you give somebody $3,000, they become motivated. They become motivated to work through the transaction and get it done. Maybe that $3,000 would cover their entire closing costs and help them qualify easier or faster. Or maybe that $3,000 after the transaction closes helps them repaint the house, because while your colors might be neutral and nice, they may want to repaint it. Or maybe it helps them upgrade the kitchen or whatever it is. Those are the types of things that buyers are looking for when they're looking for properties, and they're looking for move-in ready properties. They're still going to make a few changes. And so when you can incentivize a buyer to work with you with that kind of incentive, man, that's really a great way to go about it. And it's no different than, you know, a traditional listing where an agent says, hey, we're willing to incentivize your buyer's agent with 3% of the purchase price to get this transaction done and write us an offer. It's no different. You're just incentivizing a different party in the transaction. So consider that when you're going through how you want to find a buyer, right? So if you do stick it on the MLS, you can state in the remarks that you're willing to pay X percentage to a buyer's agent, you're willing to work with them, but you're also willing to work with an unrepresented buyer, and that you'll incentivize them. And then, of course, if you're putting your listing on Craigslist or social media or anything like that, you know, you could incentivize the buyer that way. Hey, we'd love it if you made an offer without representation from a real estate agent, and we'll incentivize you in such a way that it makes it worth your while. You don't have to tell them up front what that is. Just get them into the house and then get the negotiation going. And when you're able to have those conversations over the phone or in person, they become more powerful to you as a seller and put you in a really good position to create a win-win scenario for you and for the buyer. So I've recently talked with a seller that had that experience. They did it for sale by owner, and they were able to incentivize the buyer that way. So I should have that interview coming for you in the next couple of episodes, so that you can see how they used it to their advantage and how it worked for both parties. And then, of course, how the seller put more money in their pocket in the long run. So as always, I hope that was helpful to you, and I hope to see you on the next podcast.